Now the Gemara says, Omer Reb Yosi Bar Chanina, Umaydi Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer agrees, though, that the Mafresh Nekeva Liyoshim, if you set aside the Nekeva for Korban Oshim, again, it's not Chal, because Oshim can only be from a Zoch and not from a Nekeva. So the Locher is, Ein Beno Korab Oshim. Let's say later that this Nekeva gives birth, and has a kid, the kid cannot be brought for Noshim. The more pshit, of course, and can like come Reb Lezer Lebe Mafresh Nekeva Liyelo. Reb Lezer only set away a Mafresh, the mother for Korban Oshim. There is a shame oila al imoy. I think the pshat is they say because Rashi says because by oifos at least you could have an oila soif, and by oifos there's no aloch of a zocha, they could even be in a keva. So there is such a thing as a carbon a kedushas oila being chal upon in a keva by an oif at least. So therefore, when you makdish the behema here, even though a behema in the keva can't bring for a carbon oila, but it's called the Shem Kedushas Oilus Chal on it. So when does Reb Lezer say that the Vlad could be brought only by an Oila? Because on the mother it's Chal Hashem Oila on it. The Ike Shem Oila Limoy. Ava Gabi Mafresh Nekeva Liyoshim. But if you set aside a female for Korban Oshim, the Leke Shem Oshim Alimoy. There's no such Korban Oshim could be from an Nekeva. The Rashi says, Loi Matsinu Oshim Nekeva. Hilgach therefore Lechal Alei Shem Oshim. It's not Chal upon the mother at all, the Shem Oshim. So that's why it's good. The Vlad is also not brought for carbon. It's no stira. Reb Lezer only says it by an oila. There it is Chal Hashem oila on the mother. Even though it's not fit to be brought for carbon now, but Chal Hashem oila, enough that the kid could be brought for carbon oila. For an oshim that we never find by an akeva, it's not Chal at all the shame oshim. Therefore, the Vlad is not karv. Yeah, I feel Reb Lezer might have like karv, oshim. For the, now, so Elav, the more says, Elav the Ashminan, have a mina. One second, so what is the question? But that's the question. The question is, what do you have to tell it to me for? So Moritz says, no. Elav, if not the Ashminan, if not that you're teaching me this, have a mina, I would have thought to say, time with Reb Lezer, that's what Reb Lezer says, if you're mafresh in a cable for an oila, and it gives birth, you could bring the vlad for carbon oil, I would have thought to say, time with Reb Lezer, lav mishrum the shame oila alimoi. Not because it's chal the shame oila alimoi, Elamishum, the Chose Vlad Lakrova, Stam, the Mitzias, the Vlad right now is a Zohar, and a Zohar is fit to be brought for Korban. Stam, not because the mother also had a Shem Euler on it. If so, Vahai Nami here also, when you're Mafresh in a Kaver for Korban Oshim, and then it gives birth to a Zohar, Chose Lakrova, the Zohar is fit for Akrova. So I would have thought to say he could bring it. Kamashim will know that he can't bring it. That's why I need Rabbi Yosef Chlina to say, according to Reb Lezer, the Vlad of Anoshim you can't bring. For the Mariochi, if so, Adamash Malon, Diyein B'no Korav Oshim, what do you have to teach me now that the kid is not caught for Anoshim? Nishaminan Diyein B'no Korav Oilo. You should have said a Chiddush that the B'no is not brought for Korav Oilo over here. There's this Oshim, that when you're Mafresh in a cave for Anoshim, you should have told me that the kid is not brought for Korav Oilo. And if Huwa didn't, I would have thought the same thing with Yoshim. So Mar says no. Now, the Chiddush is found that this kid can't be brought for Korban, since the mother doesn't have a Shem Korban on it. So Mor says, no, Yashmin, if it would just taught us, Oilom, that the kid cannot be brought for Korban, Oilom, have a minute, I would have thought to say, Oilohu, Deloi Korvo, Deloi Akdashe Le'ima, Kedusha, Ubra, Kedusha, period. That when you since you only makdish the mother for Oshem, so you never spoke out it should be for Noila. So that's why you can't bring the Vlad right now for Noila. Aval Oshem, aim of Vlad Korv Oshem, Kamash Malon. But if you want to bring it for a Korban Oshem, maybe that you could. Because since you meant to be makdish the mother for a Korban Oshem, maybe it would be. Rashi says, the Shita says, Aval Oshem, Kiva Liakdish Alim, Eli Oshem, Aima, maybe it would be good. So that's what teach me now, that even to be brought for Korban Oshim, also it's no good. And that's the aside, because Reb Lezer only says you can bring the Vlad if the mother has a Shem on it. With our Oila, with the mother has a Shem Oila on it. But here, with not Chal a Shem Oshim on the mother, so even the Vlad cannot be brought. Now the Mishnah says, HaMafrish Nekeva LeYoshim, you set aside a Nekeva for Korban Oshim, so it's not Chal, because it's only a Zohar, not a Nekeva. So then it's Tiro, not let it pasture in the fields, Achit the stove until it becomes a bamum. V'timchon you sell it. V'yavi v'deme oshem with the money you bring korban oshem. V'im korv ashamoi. Let's say you bring it for oshem. You made a mistake. You brought this nekeva for oshem. is Yipodomo v'Nadova. Still the money, so you have to throw the money, the value of it, into the Nadovis. Yeah. Rav Shimon Oimer, Timoche Shleibemur. Shimon Oimer says, no, if you're Mavkish in the Keva, for an Osh Shabiel does not Chalak Dushas Aguf at all, it's only right away, only Chalak Dushas Domin. And therefore, he could sell it the way it is right now. Timoche, he could sell it the way it is right now, even without a mum. So Tanakama holds that if you Mavkish this Nekeva for an Osh Shabiel, it's Chalak Dushas Aguf on it. And you have to wait till it becomes a Balmum, and then he could sell it, and with the money you bring the Korban Oshim. Yeah. But Shimon holds no, that Timocher Shlei B'mum. Samar says, V'lo Malit Tistoy V'timchor, what do you have to have this for? What's found in Tanakama? That you have to wait till it comes about Mum first. Kivun L'chazi L'milsei, since it's not fit for the Korban, you set aside this Nekeva for Korban Oshim, and it's not fit. A Nekeva can't be brought. If it's so Haini Mum, that should be a big Mum. So you should be able to be proud of it right now. Even if you want to say it should be Chalak Dusha Zaguf. But if it's supposed to be a Zohar and it came out to be in a Keva, like the Mokam and a Keva, it's called like a Balmum. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, no. Haino time of the Armina, this is the reason we say, Migu denach le Kedushas Domin. True, the Chathilas like only starts Kedushas Domin, it's called on this. But once it's called Kedushas Domin, right away, nach the Nam Kedushas Aguf, it's called Kedushas Aguf on it. So, Rashi says, Lohom Milsa de Boimun. What is the Chalak Kedushas Aguf? Not that you can be makriv for a korban, it's not fit for a korban. The chalak dushas aguf, at least, that you have to wait till a mum comes, then you can be part of it. Omar Robus, Robus says, Echalam, Zoy Samaris, we have a proof, Zoy Samaris, that Higdish Zochor Ladomov, if somebody's makdish is Zochor for its value, is Kodesh dushas aguf. It's automatically chalak dushas aguf. We say in Migu, that even though you only want the dushas domim to be chal, but once it's chalak dushas domim, we hold, automatically it's chalak dushas aguf. And it moved up like this. Higdish Zoch Ladomov. If somebody's Makdish Zochor for his Domim, that's all, a Kuch's Domim. So Rav Kana Wama Kodesh Guzaguf. Yet Chalak Dush is a Guf. Rav Wama no, ain't a Kodesh Guzaguf. It's not Chalak Dush is a Guf. And we heard that they Rav Lad Rav Kana, the Rav Yudam Rav. He also was Chayzer. What Rav first says, not Chalak Dush is a Guf. But Rav was Chayzer to Rav Kana. Rav Kana's right. The Rav Yudam Rav, like we said before, that he holds, yes, he holds this Sora that Migu, once it's chal on the behem matam, agdushas domin, and it's really is fit to be agdushas aguf, automatically the agdushas nespashet on it, and it becomes agdushas aguf. Then the Mishnah says, if Shimon Oimer know that Timochas Rebemum, he holds this nekeva, you can sell the way it is now, it's not chal agdushas aguf on it. So Rav Chiya bar Avin, Omale Rav Chiya bar Avin, the Rav Yechanan, Migu denachti legdushas domin, techas lenam agdushas aguf. How could Rav Shimon say this nekeva? You could redeem the way it is right now before it becomes a balmum, as if to say there's no kedushas aguf chal on it. Why not? Even though it's not fit for korban oshem, but like zoni kedushas domim, but say this migu, once it is chal, it should be chal completely. Enough to say you have to wait till a mum comes to be part of it. Omlei said back to him, Rav Shimon the time, Rav Shimon goes to his own town. The yom that he says, komidid lechazna legufei, any behemoth that's not fit for itself to be brought for korban, like here this nekeva, it's not fit to be brought for korban oshem. Le'nach le'kedushas aguf is not chal kedushas aguf on it. The Tanya will learn like this: oshem ben shana. An oshem is supposed to be an oshem only 1 year old or less. Ve'eviyu ben shtaim, and by mistake for that oshem he brought one 2 years old. Or else the opposite way: for certain chet is supposed to be davka ben shtaim, 2 years old. Rashi says oshem ben shana, that's a nozir, oshem nozir mitzayra. They say only 1 year old. Another Ashamas is even supposed to be brought 2 years old. He's supposed to be born 2 years old. Baby ben Shona, so Kshera, it's like a kosher. Just loyola Laban Mashum Chayv, you weren't Yaitzi Yachayv, but it's a kosher carbon. We have a Shimon Aymano, Kolatzman and a Kadoshin, not Kaddish at all. And therefore, it's not, you can't bring it at all. So you see, if Shimon holds, Rashi says, Kolatzman and Kadoshin Iker, Kolika and Kadoshin, it's not Chaluk Dusha at all. You see why? Because it's not fit for its din, and we don't say since a kedushas dom is chal, it's automatically chal kedushas aguf. We don't say that. So that's the Shimon Shita, that if it's not fit for korban, it's not chal kedushas aguf. For the Gemara, I've read mechusta zman. If you mark the shebeim before it's 8 days old, to lechazi, it's not fit for korban. And the Yom Rav Shimon to kodesh, There he holds you could be makfish even before this nun. So where it says no, shanin chuzazman, there it's different. The chazil lemocher, that you want to be makfish at the eighth by night. So there the pshat is, even though you makfish at night, and at night time is not fit for korban, but I call upon him tomorrow by day would be fit. So that's not a chzaron. For the mihochi, if so, oshem ben shtayim, you're supposed to bring an oshem as 2 years old. Baby ben shon, you bring one that's only 1 year old. Chazil l'shana. So why don't you say the Kedusha is chal on it, because it's fit to wait till next year and bring it next year. So according to Hashem, you say mechus to zman is not a problem, so why isn't the Kedusha chal upon this Oshem then? The Shosh, a one-year-old Oshem, be makdish it now and bring it next year when it becomes 2 years old. Ela rather hang on time with Rabbi Shimon. The mechus to zman, the yalef lemi b'chor. We learned it out from the expression of Zeras HaKosev from b'chor. The Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Shimon ben Yudu Aymer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, name of Rabbi Shimon, that mechusas man nichnas to deal with aser, even though the behemoth is less than 8 days old, they could go into the deer to make ma'aser behema to take out 1/10 from it. For reyu ka bechor, same lach like a bechor, that ma bechor kodesh of lein zman, just like a bechor, it has kedusha as soon as it comes out of the mother's stomach, out of the rechem, even though it's not 8 days old. So see, a bechor could have its kedusha even though it's not fit for krova. The korov liachas manai, then when it comes 8 days old, you can bring it for korban. Is af mechusas man, the same thing applies by mechusas man also. If you mark the ship now before it's 8 days old, kodesh lefnei zmanai, the kedusha could be chal even before it's 8 days old. The korov liachas manai, and it's brought after the zman. But the special xeris akosav here only, if you mark the ship before it's 8 days old, then the kedusha is chal. Renach nami, where the animal is supposed to be 2 years old, and you mark the ship when it was 1 year old, yet there's no xeris akosav. Seir of Shimon holds that since right now it's not fit for the korban oshrim, it's not chalak dusha. You hold in Dav Chof Amar Aleph here. Let's go just with Tana Rabbanan. Ha maktish nikeva l'olosai. If somebody is maktish nikeva for his korban oilo, so a nikeva is not kosher for an oilo.